Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is the Sports Huddle. Pete Najarian is in. Dave Schwartz has the day off. Steve Thompson here. Josh Wheeler is our producer. And Mike Burns, University of Minnesota Gymnastics. We all remember the story when the program was eliminated. Heartbreaking story. A lot of great success. A lot of great history to that program over the years. Mike, welcome to the program. Good to visit with you.
Hey, thanks for having me back, you guys. Always fun to chat with you guys.
Yeah, Mike, I'll tell you what, we're really excited to have you here. For the people who don't know, and everybody should know this, but you're coming off a year where you won the national title, and this is a sport that kind of got kicked to the curb a few years ago, but there's a lot of really good and positive things going on right now, Mike. And I was looking at your team today or yesterday, and you have a lot of young guys coming in, it looks like. What does it look like for this coming year for Gopher men's gymnastics?
Well, I think I told these guys early in the season, I said, you guys have tasted victory, and it tastes really good, doesn't it? And they all agreed. And they, you know, we are set to defend our title. And, you know, when you get to that level in whatever sporting, event you might be in, you just get hungry for more. And one of our mottos is just stay hungry. And these guys have been really, really hungry. You know, we have had some setbacks in terms of, our training situation. We're no longer in Cook Hall, which we've been in since it was built in 1936. We got asked to move out, which we did. And currently we're training in five different locations during the course of every week. So we have 23 guys on our team, and we're carpooling around the Twin Cities to gyms like Mini Hops in Plymouth and North Shore and Maple Plain and Twin City Twisters in Champlin. And then we actually, Recwell was allowed us to set up a couple of pieces of equipment that are easy to set up and tear down twice a week in Cook Hall, on the third floor of Cook Hall. So we kind of look across the main gym and see our old place and go, yeah, I wish we were still there. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. We found a way. And one thing that I'll just tell you about these kids, they are the most resilient group of kids I've ever had a chance to work with, because they could have easily all just thrown their arms up and said, yeah, this kind of sucks. Let's just move on. And they didn't. They like what they're doing. They like the success they had. Our recruiting is going off the books. It's crazy. I mean, we got three kids in this weekend that have all loved the place. And, you know, the University of Minnesota is a really easy place to recruit to because it's such a great university. And, we're just going to continue to provide opportunities for kids that want to continue to do gymnastics at the college level. And we're doing a good job with it.
Yeah, and Mike, what an inspiring story. I think anybody who follows the U or follows sports, you know, are really rooting for this program and rooting for this club. And, you know, getting you back on campus, how's that proceeding? I know you said a couple pieces of equipment at Cook Hall, but is there any momentum to get a permanent home on campus for this club?
On campus is going to be nearly impossible. I've been here 20 years, and for the first 17 years as the head coach for the varsity team, I was always on the lookout for a new place to go. Now, thankfully, the women's team, they're building a new nice, 15,000-20,000 square foot complex right next to the football training facility. So they're going to move out of Pike Gym into a really nice place, which I'm really super happy for them. Excited that they're going to get, what they need and what they want. So because the space on campus is so limited, we are currently in the process of just scouring about a 2 to 3 mile radius around the university to see if there's any warehouse space with high enough ceilings, with enough columns that aren't in the way to put our equipment up and build a gymnastics business that can generate some revenue by virtue of, teaching recreational classes and that kind of thing. but also have a home for our guys to train so we don't have to be, you know, carting them all over town every day of the week.
Mike, is there, and I know we only got a minute, but is there any possibility with any new facilities in the near future, however? And what kind of money is that going to take, would you say?
Oh, that's a, you know, that's a serious chunk of change. So, Pete, I'm not sure if you want to fill out a loan our way, but if you're thinking about it. Love to have a conversation offline.
We'll do that.
So it's a big nut to crack, obviously. But I got a lot of energy. You know, even though I'm qualified for Medicare right now, I still got a lot of energy in this whole body of mine. And we're going to continue to fight and just kind of scratch to find a way to exist and maintain the level of existence that we've had, which is at a very high level.
All right, Mike, well, continued good luck. I know we're all rooting for you. Once again, the University of Minnesota Men's Gymnastics Club, Mike Burns, thank you.
National champs.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, we got to run. The huddle continues in a moment.